Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Syria is saying that the reason the United States attack took place on their airbase was motivated by the American desire to make Israel stronger in the region. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will give us more details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Syria has responded immediately by saying that the United States did this for the purpose of only making Israel stronger. But in reality, I don't believe the United States did this only because of Israel. Would you say that's correct?
I don't think they did it because of Israel at all, Jimmy. We are back to 1917 here. This is what was happening 100 years ago during World War I. There was heavy use of chemical weapons in that horrible war. And I think, again, the fact that the world didn't take much stronger action the first time these weapons were used is a shame. And it's about time that action is taken. But we have progressed into this war to the point where there's a hot war going on. Israel is not involved. Israel's watching this horrific slaughter to the north. 400,000 people killed. This is reflecting the worst wars in history right now. Everybody should be outraged, and outraged to the point where he takes the military action. It's a warning shot across the bow to Syria and to Russia. You keep doing these things, and there will be further consequences. But yes, in a way, it strengthens Israel. That certainly wasn't the objective. What the Israelis are most worried about is not the Syrian chemical weapons, although they are worried about those, but weapons, chemical weapons that have been passed along to Hezbollah that they can fire from other locations, especially from Lebanon. The Israelis believe they have a huge stockpile of that. Nobody's attempted to disarm them. No UN resolutions have been passed against this militia that's now so powerful that it's just a war waiting to happen. Israel is going to be involved, but this action by the U.S. was simply a result of the Syrian action and the Russian action and a response to it.
David Dolan with his Middle East News update and a focus on Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The one fact that we do know for sure is that there are chemical weapons in Syria. At one time, in fact, Syria had the largest chemical weapons arsenal in the world. We also know that these chemical weapons have been used on the Syrian people. Now, these are the absolute facts behind the story. Another fact is that Bible prophecy says we know that Syria will be a major player in the alignment of nations that will endeavor to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43. Isaiah 17 also gives us the fact that Damascus, Syria, will be destroyed sometime in the future. Both of these prophecies will be fulfilled at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. And my good friend, that is a fact. It's also my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...